I'd like to turn this evening to the 12th chapter of Luke. I'd like to start at the 15th verse. Luke 12:15. And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do? Because I have no room where to bestow my fruits. And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God. I always find this a sobering account. And there's a lot of lessons, it seems like, so many lessons that can be derived from this account. But this evening I'm thinking of stewardship. That's a little subject tonight, stewardship. What is a steward? Anyone? A steward. What is a steward?
Manager.
A manager. A manager of what? His own things?
Somebody else's.
Does anybody else have anything to add to that? Brother Bob just wrapped it up pretty well. Steward, any thoughts? A manager, somebody that takes care of somebody else's goods. One that manages them. One that has been given responsibility and oversight of something that's actually not theirs, that they don't own. Who is the owner of the earth and its contents?
The earth is the Lord's.
The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Isn't that Psalms 24 and 1? I had that written down. The earth is the Lord's and the world and all that's in the world. God is the owner of everything. It's within God's hands, within His power to either allow things to remain, whatever it is, or to take them away. It's God's. Nothing that's in our hands is truly ours. Now, He gives us decision rights around some things. He gives us choice. He gives us a soul. And we could, I suppose, debate whether that's ours or not. But God created it all and he gave it to us, and it's in his hands to do with it what he will. Our bodies, our abilities, our days are in his hands. I wanted to read a verse in 1 Corinthians 6 and 19 says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? Because sometimes we can say, well, my body's mine. I mean, that's for sure. If anything's mine, I am mine own. But this says, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? That was intended from the beginning, which is in you, which ye have of God, and you're not your own? I'm still reading. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. So if that's the case, if everything belongs to God, and it does, what is key for us to be good stewards then of what God has put into our hands? And I'm thinking this evening, what is necessary from a heart standpoint? And it's something that, Brother Kelly brings it up often. It begins with surrender. Lord, I give. I give my body. Lord, I give my life. I give my heart. I give my mind. I give my days. I give to you my all, Lord. And from our heart be able to have a prayer of, Lord, not my will, but thine be done. That's something that the rich man here that we just read about, he didn't do. He erred by coveting his own way. This started off by saying, take heed. And that message is to us. You take heed. All that read this passage, from the time Jesus said these words, he wanted this message and he preserved it for our edification. All take heed. Be careful. Beware. Be watchful of, beware of covetousness. And I know covetousness can include a lot of things. Brother Dion talked about covetousness really well in Sunday school some weeks ago, and I'm not going to endeavor to go to the degree that he did. But one of the things that we covet more than anything else in life, more than cars and houses and lands and material things, although those may be a subset of this, we covet our own way. We want our own way. We want to do it like we think it should be done. And we are warned to be careful, take heed, beware, if I could say it this way this evening, if you'll allow me. Take heed and beware of coveting your own way, because a man's life, your life, in the end, is not going to consist in the abundance of the things which you are able to gather to yourselves as a result of getting your own way. Follow me so far. Life, real life, is more than the things that are going to pass away. Life has a whole lot more to do with just finding ways to leverage situations so that when you get done, you got to do it the way you personally wanted to do it. The rich man here didn't give consideration to the greater meaning of life. Didn't give consideration to God, to serving other people. He didn't give consideration, it didn't sound like, to the uncertainty and the brevity of life. And the Lord called him a fool. All these things that you had planned. Did you notice as we read through here the number of times that it said I? And my and mine own. Without seeming much thought to what God wanted for his life. He didn't have a heart of stewardship, of recognizing that what he had was actually something that God allowed him to have and was a blessing that God allowed him to have in this life, and that really the most important thing was that he not do with it what he wanted to do with it, but recognize, Lord, how would you have me to manage those things that are yours that you have given into my hands? 1 Corinthians 4 and 2 says, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Adam was placed in a garden. And the scripture tells us in Genesis 2 and 15 that he was put into the garden to work it, to keep it, to be a good steward of what God had provided. And to all of us this evening, God has entrusted all manner of things into our hands to be good stewards of. And I desire the Lord's help in my own life that I don't get drawn in to feeling like that those things that from a fleshly standpoint would seem to be my own, that I treat them as just my own to do with, but that I recognize that God has entrusted me. He's given me life, which is a gift. And then he's entrusted me with some very important things to bring honor and glory to him, to serve his purpose. And so this evening I'd like to write just a few categories on the board. I don't feel necessarily inspired tonight and don't feel like we really have the time to spend a whole lot of time with the detail of each of these things. Maybe later tonight I'd like to just put them out there for your consideration. Categories of things that the Lord has given to us to be stewards of. And the first one is time. Time. Psalm 90 and 12 said, teach us to number our days, that we might apply our hearts unto wisdom. I don't have an infinite amount of time. Time is a gift. It's uncertain. And in this world, it is so easy to take time for granted, as if there's always going to be more of it. It's not an unlimited commodity. It's precious. It's a gift. God has given us space and time to be good stewards of, that we might help further his work and his cause. talents and gifts. Do you know that everybody here tonight, you have a unique set of talents? Talents meaning the way that you have been wonderfully and fearfully made by God, the whole of your person is representative of your talents. It's not just, do you know how to play this instrument? Or are you really good at this sport? Or are you particularly good at this hobby? Maybe that's a part of it, but God made us each one individually with qualities and with abilities, and the whole of our person is representative of our talents. And along with those talents, some of them may be looked at in the eyes of other people as a special gift that you have been given. 1 Peter 4:10 says, every man received the gift, minister the same one to another. And I feel challenged with that God made us a living human being, breathing, alive, with strength to go. And He gave us differing gifts. And we are exhorted to not view these, to not view our own life as just our own, to try to figure out how we can best satisfy ourselves with the person that we are. But the scripture says this gift that you've been given, the same, commit that to other people. Share it. Allow the Lord to use this in your life to be a blessing to somebody else. What we've been given is not just for me to manage for myself, but for me to manage, understanding that it is God's. And He has given it to me, entrusted it to me as a steward. These pins are on now. Are your possessions yours? Can we call them ours? I mean, people, we refer to it as, well, that's mine. That's my car, that's my house, that's my... And it is in that sense of the word. I don't quibble with that. I say the same thing. Hey, that's mine over there. But Lord, help us to recognize that the things in this life that He allows us to have possession of, that we honor the Lord with it. Proverbs 3:9 says, honor the Lord with your substance. And if I may, think about possessions as those things that you have and those things that you don't have. The Lord wants us to honor Him in the midst of those things we don't have, as well as the things that we have. Maybe we could talk about that more later. Think about that. Sometimes people spend their lives chasing things that they don't have. And their lives don't honor the Lord in that manner, because perhaps they're not content with such things as they have. And I also think that it's important that we understand that the Lord wants us to honor Him in the material things of life, which includes not overextending ourselves. If I don't have something and He hasn't given it to me to have, that it's not honoring the Lord by finding ways to go get things that are far outside of our ability to really afford to have them. That has caused a lot of heartache in a lot of homes. You talk about home culture. There are some homes where the culture is to get, that is far more than what they have coming in. And I'm not speaking of needs, I'm speaking of wants. I want to honor the Lord with my possessions. Relationships and influence. Do you know that the Lord wants you to be a good steward of the relationships that you have with people and the influence that you have with the people that is in within your sphere of influence? Ephesians 5 and 15 and 16 speaks of walking circumspectly, redeeming the time. Life is so uncertain. We are seeing that just play out in front of us over and over again here in this congregation over the last few years. Over and over we find life is uncertain. Life is fleeting. The unexpected happens. Changes occur. And so the Scriptures teach us, be careful, walk circumspectly, be careful with the time that's been given into your hands, because the days, they're uncertain. I want to be faithful to the relationships that I have. I want to redeem the time that I have with people. Do you know that there's not a one of us in this building that have the same, exactly the same relationship with the same group of people. We all have a unique set of relationships, some with the same people that we know, and then many of us know people that nobody else has any idea about. But you have a relationship with them. And you have influence with those people. And the Lord has seen fit to allow you to have the relationships that you have. And the Scripture says, walk circumspectly. Be a good steward of this relationship. Redeem the time that you have. You don't know what may happen tomorrow. You don't know when the window of opportunity that you have with so and so might be passed. Let's be a good steward of our relationships and the influence that we have. And lastly, for this evening, the gospel. I want to be a good steward of the gospel. We have been given a special gift. A very special gift of the gospel. Of truth. Of Jesus Christ, of light, life. And many people have not had the same level of exposure that we've had. Some of those people that you have a relationship with, that you have some influence over, and you have some knowledge of the gospel that God has given to you to entrust in your hands and in your life. 1 Thessalonians 2 and 4 speaks of those that have been put in trust with the gospel. And Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy, the second chapter, he spoke to him about, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the Lord." And he went on to tell him to be faithful in those things that he's been taught, that he was going to try to faithfully teach him, that he might be able to teach other men also, being a good steward of the gospel. If we hold it all to ourselves, if we put our light under a bushel, we're not being a steward of the gospel and allowing our Jesus Christ to shine through our lives like maybe the Lord wants us to. He's not asking us to do what we are unable. He's not asking us to be like everybody else in the congregation. The one that just seems like has this gift of outreach and is just able to go out there and just verbally able to open up and share and expound, and then maybe somebody else is over here and they were not given that gift to vocally stand up before the multitudes and share. God's not asking you to. God is not asking you to be the same type of steward with the gospel from the standpoint of doing exactly the same things. He's given you some unique relationships, and the relationships that he's given you may be that the people he wants you to reach need to be reached by somebody that is just like you. And not so-and-so that seems to have been given 5 talents, and you feel like you've been given 1 talent of whatever this thing is, and you look at it and you say, "Oh my, how am I going to reach this person? I only have 1 talent. So-and-so has 5. It may be that some of these people that God has put in your life and the particular relationship that you have with them, that those people are in need and can only be reached by that person that presents themselves in a way that others may say, well, they're just a 1 talent in that area. Sometimes we can get caught up too much in trying to evaluate where we fall on the scale of if we are a 1, 2, or 5 talent individual, failing to recognize that it does not matter what our abilities are. God always has to give the increase, whether it's 1, 2, or 5. And so he knows how to put the pieces together. I want to be a good steward of the gospel. In all of these things, it's not so much what you have. It's not so much how many talents, how many gifts, the degree of all of your possessions. Well, I don't have as many relationships, and I don't feel like I have as much influence over people as so-and-so. Or maybe I don't feel like I have a grasp of the gospel like somebody else does. It's not so much about that as it is on how you manage what you do have, on how you manage what God has seen fit to give to you. You know, we read about the parable of the talents in the 25th chapter of Matthew, and God entrusted varying amounts, different talents to the different people. They weren't all equal gifts, but they all had equal opportunity to be faithful. Not equal gifts, equal opportunity to be faithful. And the unjust or the unfaithful stewards, and in that case, in that story, he went and he buried the talent that he had, that God had given him, and he buried it. And there's always reasons that we lift up. Fear, uncertainty, maybe love of different things, excuses, no initiative sometimes. Perhaps we're self-centered. Perhaps we're earthly-minded and we just going to bury. Going to bury this part because really our interest is in possessions. It's not so much the gospel. And so we bury the talent that God gave us with the gospel. And yet, one thing is for certain, that accountability is going to take place eventually. The scripture says after a long time, the master returned and settled all of the accounts. And sometimes it's not a long time later. Sometimes it's a short time. It's a time that's unexpected. It's a time that we didn't anticipate. And so the scripture says, redeem the time. Walk circumspectly. Tonight, let's be faithful stewards in prayer, and faithful stewards in thought and action, and take stock of and evaluate your stewardship with your time, how you use your time, your talents, and your possessions, and your relationships, and the gospel. Stewardship is about the management of life. It's about decision making regarding those things that the Lord has placed into our hands. And it's very spiritual. And so with that, take heed and beware of covetousness. Take heed of just living to have your own way, because a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. I want to be a faithful steward. May the Lord help us in these things. Amen.